evil and seeing the devil. There are quite a few people who claim to have seen the devil. Even when we consider the fact mental illness can play a part in this, it still doesn't explain many of the sightings. Throughout history, there have always been people who have claimed they have not only seen the devil, but they were either in some sort of relationship with him or knew others who were. A few hundred years ago in Salem, many of the residents thought women who lived there were in league with the devil, and unfortunately many innocent women died because of that. Devil worship may be as old as worshipping God. Devil worshipping cults still exist today. Some people blame the devil for all the evil in the world, and they believe if you can't win against him, you might as well join him. When we look around us, many of us see evil everywhere. They lose sight of the fact there are many good people in the world, and I can attest to this fact, because I have met a lot of them. Much has been said about exorcisms and the appearance of demons, and this has been used many times to illustrate the fact the devil exists, and indeed there are some famous cases. Could it be what is being seen can be accounted for by something else other than the devil? One person tells a story about how he saw the devil when he was a young child. He said when he was alone the face of a man would appear, and it would smile at him. It was not a pleasant smile but a very scary one. He said the face would talk to him, but he was too scared to answer. He said he would get so scared he would scream, and this would bring his mother into the room, but she never saw the face. The face would tell the boy to commit bad acts, and one time it announced itself as being the devil. Supposedly some magicians have claimed to be the devil. There is one case where one man performed an act so scary it led people to flee from him. All the while when this was happening he was laughing with a very demonic laugh, and doing incredibly painful and bloody things to himself, which the fleeing crowd could see when they turned around while running. As they ran he announced, "I am the devil." Was he the devil or some sick individual who was willing to mutilate himself just to get the satisfaction of seeing the crowd run away scared? It has been said by some there are serial killers who have the devil or demons inside them who are getting them to kill. If this was possible, would it mean when someone is executed for committing a murder we are really killing an innocent person, because they couldn't help themselves and were controlled by the devil or his minions? If this was true, it would be a horrible thought. Some believe the first thing which should be done is perform an exorcism on the killers to see if they are possessed, and if so, drive out the evil spirits. If this was true, the Nazis would have kept our exorcists busy for many decades after World War II driving out evil spirits. There are far more people who claim to have seen the devil than we would first suspect. There seems to be a lot of people who blame their Ouija experience for their devil experience. All sorts of folklore have grown up around Ouija boards, and many movies have been made about this, and books written about it. The claim is these boards, if used, can open up some sort of doorway. Some say it is to the afterlife, but others claim it leads to hell, and the creatures which are in it. Supposedly when you open that door it is almost impossible to close it. It is claimed things get out and attach themselves to you, and after that you might wish your life was over as they begin to drive you crazy. It is said the reason the devil hates us is the fact God loves us. Since we are the creation of God, the devil has made it his primary work to destroy as many of us as he can. The idea is revenge for God loving us and throwing him out of heaven. Since we have free will, he wants to take over that free will and get us to do his bidding. This raises the question again, can the devil completely take over someone against their will, and get them to do anything he wants? When you think about it, there are some famous people who worshipped the devil. Many of them we don't know about, because they hide the fact, but there are rumors which seem to be true about some in Hollywood who are doing just that. Some in Hollywood always seem to be a bit crazy. There are those who say it is brought on by drugs and the promiscuous lifestyle espoused there. It is also said to exist in the music industry. Some say it goes so far as music artists signing contracts in their own blood and taking satanic oaths. It is claimed these people swear to serve the Satanic Brotherhood. There are plenty of people who think Satan is nothing more than a character invented to scare children, But there are many more who believe Satan is real, and we have to be on our guard against him. There has been a lot of talk about near-death experiences and how people see the light, and follow it to see a glimpse of a golden city, and maybe some of their relatives greeting them, before they are swept back into their bodies. Sadly, these are not the only things people see in a near-death experience. One man tells of his near-death experience in which he came face to face with Satan. He had fallen into a pool, couldn't swim, and hit his head. His brother saw him in the bottom of the pool, but he couldn't swim either and tried to use a pole to get his brother out, but it didn't work. A stranger heard the calls for help and jumped into the pool, pulling the man out. The man seemed dead. CPR was applied. He had already been dead for about 7 minutes. He was revived. The man died again in the ambulance. He remembers seeing darkness and hearing voices. He saw people who were dead relatives. He saw two lights in the distance and walked toward them. They turned out to be torches. He saw gold everywhere. He saw a figure sitting on the heap of gold and it had a horned head. He had seen Satan and was terrified. He knew he was in hell. When he got close, the devil looked at him. At that point, the devil sort of shown him disinterest and he slipped into the darkness again. His heart began to beat again.